Welcome to the intersection of faith and the culture. It's Wall Builders. We're taking on the hot topics of the day from a biblical, historical, and constitutional perspective. Thank you for joining us and being a part of that. I hope that you're doing more than just listening, though. I hope you're taking action on the things you hear on this program. And if you have not become a Constitution coach yet, let us challenge you right now. Please consider being the catalyst for a restoration of biblical values and constitutional principles right there in your home, your neighborhood, your community, your church, and your state. It's so easy to do. We don't charge. You get to be a Constitution coach for free. Your students come through the classes for free, and it multiplies. You're a force multiplier of good citizenship. It multiplies good citizenship. So please consider doing that. You can go to patriotacademy.com today and be a part of that and sign up for free. You can go to wallbuilders.com today and get the DVDs and the workbooks and all those things. But it's a great way for you to make a difference, and I want to encourage you to step forward and be a leader in your community. We're going to turn this nation around at the local level. You cannot just hope that everything's going to change based on who's president. We have to do the hard work at the local level, and I'm asking you to do that. By the way, I'm Rick Green, America's Constitution coach and a former Texas legislator, and I'm telling you, these guys have done more to restore the Constitution than anybody on the planet. So go to wallbuilders.com today, get some of those materials. Look for ways that you can help. Maybe even it's sending your pastor to one of our pastor's briefings that we do in D.C. Check that out at wallbuilders.com. Maybe it's getting some of the materials for the kids in your neighborhood or at your church or whatever else it might be. There's so many ways that you can plug in. Do not be just a listener. Be a doer. Be someone that applies the things that you're learning by listening to Wall Builders. And, of course, here on Wall Builders, we're going to have interviews for you typically Monday through Wednesday, and then Foundations of Freedom Thursdays is an opportunity for you to get answers to questions that may be about the Constitution or application of a founding father's philosophy in a particular area, or maybe it's a question about a bill going through Congress. Whatever your questions are, please send them to us. You can send those into radio@wallbuilders.com. That's radio@wallbuilders.com, and we get to as many of those as we can on Thursdays. And then make sure you're listening on Fridays and sharing that with your friends and family. That's Good News Friday, and it's a great pick-me-up going into the weekend. It's a lot of positive stories that have happened. It might be at the local level, it might be state or federal, could be in another country, but it's a lot of good news that isn't covered by major media. And most of the time, you don't hear about it. And so I love Fridays, and I really appreciate David and Tim's research and finding all these victories out there, because it encourages all of us to stay involved. When you see the victories, you say, okay, good, we can win. We can make this happen. I know we shouldn't have to have that, right? It's duty is ours, results are God's. We're supposed to be like John Quincy Adams and fight no matter how many victories we have and have this. But my flesh slide comes through. I'm just going to admit it. I need the good news. I like hearing the good news, and that's why I love Fridays around here on Wall Builders. It's just a great way to end the typical work week and head into the weekend, though Saturday should also be a work day. I'm sorry, but it does say 6 days shalt thou work. And so for me, I'm just saying this whole American idea of just working 5 days a week, not biblical. We need to be working on doing 6 days a week and making sure that we're and maybe that for you, that's not your typical work job. Maybe you could take that extra day and work on the culture. Maybe that's your day to host Constitution classes or go knock on doors for candidates or whatever it might be. But it is an opportunity to engage. And we need to be more engaged. I mean, folks, there is a left in this country that is doing everything they can to destroy America. They're doing everything they can to cancel you as an American. They want to divide us. They want to completely dilute the culture. They want to absolutely get rid of anything that is based on the Founding Fathers' philosophy and the Constitution and the Declaration. And they will cancel you without a second thought. They don't believe in free speech. They don't believe in freedom of assembly. They don't believe in equal justice, blind justice. And so there's an effort right now to make it difficult to even participate in polite society if you're not part of the leftist agenda. And so we're watching people get canceled from their banks, canceled from their jobs. I mean, it's all over the place. And so we've got a special guest when we come back from the break that's going to be talking about this. They've actually got a conference this coming weekend, and it's at the Horseshoe in Las Vegas, and it's called Replatform, and it's all about the alternative to the cancel culture, literally playing offense and protecting yourself against this cancel culture. So I think you're going to enjoy this. Stay with us. You're listening to The Wall Builder Show.
This is Tim Barton from Wall Builders with another moment from American history. Alexis de Tocqueville, a political official from France, traveled to the United States in 1831 and penned his observations in the now famous book Democracy in America. Being from France, what he found in America was completely unexpected to him. He reported, "Upon my arrival in the United States, the religious aspect of the country was the first thing that struck my attention. And the longer I stayed there, the more I perceived the great political consequences resulting from this. In France, I had almost always seen the spirit of religion and the spirit of freedom marching in opposite directions. But in America, I found that they were intimately united and that they reigned in common over the same country." De Tocqueville recognized that it was biblical Christianity and the morals it produced that made America great. For more information about Alexis de Tocqueville and the positive influence of Christianity in early America, go to wallbuilders.com.
Welcome back to Wall Builders. Thanks for staying with us. David Ragsdale with us, co-founder and CEO of the Replatform Conference is coming up in March. David, thanks for coming on, man.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So what does that even mean, replatform?
So over the last 10 years, I think we've all experienced that corporate America, often hand in hand with the government, has instituted a policy of canceling people, kicking them off different platforms, debanking people. And so what our conference is all about is showcasing different companies and entrepreneurs who are building tools so that if you have a business, if you're a family, you don't have to worry about being canceled.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody listening right now either knows someone or it's happened to them. And so this is no longer some, oh, that doesn't happen. You know, that's only in extreme cases. I think people realize this is a very real situation. Most people are familiar with the truckers in Canada. That's the most, I guess, well-known example of that. But, man, our friend Sam Brownback, former, you know, senator and governor, I mean, it's happening to all kinds of people. What can people expect in terms of services that compare, you know, whether it's a bank or it's some of these basic services? Are we catching up? Is the parallel economy kind of fast-tracking to where we're getting high quality and able to provide the same service from people that won't cancel you?
Yeah, so that's really the focus of our conference. A little bit about our background. We're the team that created and produced Defeat the Mandates in D.C., and in LA, and then we did the COVID litigation conference. And while we were producing these events, we worked a platform from our payment system, from a lot of B2B services. So we were thrown into the parallel economy. And to address your question very directly, while we were there, we initially discovered sort of a quality problem, right? A lot of these alternatives are startups, and so their products have some teething problems.
And started quickly, and some of them literally thrown together because the response was needed quickly.
Yeah, so there's nothing wrong with that, right? It's just important to know where we're at. And frankly, a lot of people who are operating in the parallel economy have good intentions, but they're really focused on sloganeering, right? And I'm the most anti-woke guy you'll ever meet, but we can't build out the innovation we need if we rely entirely on like the veneer of anti-woke marketing. That's not enough. That's not going to get us the tools we need to live, raise our families, conduct business. So what we're focusing on at Replatform are those entrepreneurs, those startups, those companies that are really focused heavily on what we call joyful innovation. So Old Glory Bank is going to be there. The founders of Gibson Go are going to be there. Patmos is going to be there. So Axe, which is this great, you know, how to get into farmsteading, like reasonably, right? Without like quitting your job and all of a sudden buying a 10-acre farm and realizing I don't actually like chickens, right? So we're taking different industries in the parallel economy, and we've curated a selection of really innovative companies who aren't just relying on like woke is bad. Like, we all get that. That's not really the important factor here.
Is the, you know, for the conference itself, is this mostly for B2B folks to be there? I mean, who would you recommend come to the conference?
Well, there are really two groups. It is definitely, there's a B2B aspect. But what we also are inviting is we're inviting parents because we know that there are so many moms and dads out there who are raising families who are really concerned about the future, and that's for their kids. And they're stressed out about this. So one of our goals is to reduce the anxiety that a lot of our moms and dads in America have about, you know, we're working on a lot of these problems. A lot of really smart people are creating solutions, right? So that's one audience. But obviously, as a, you know, there is a B2B element in it. And so,
just to drill down on that first group, basically to say, if I understood you right, you know, basically to show people progress is being made, and we know where we are, and we know where we need to get to, and the path is being developed to give confidence that, you know, there's real progress here. It's not just a shot in the dark anymore.
Yeah, we're not a complain-a-con. So, you know, people, you might be a dad who spends 8 hours a day scrolling on Twitter, really anxious about the future. Come to our conference. Like, some really cool things are being developed, and that might give you a little hit of optimism that might, like, improve, you know, your week or something like that. We need a little bit more hope.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay, sorry I interrupted you. Now the B&B guys.
So a lot of freedom-oriented investors or people with investable funds, they get hit up probably like with 100 different pitch decks a week. And it must be, and you know, a lot of them are media-oriented, but like our freedom media is that vertical is pretty well saturated. So our value proposition to, you know, freedom-oriented people who want to invest in things is come to re-platform, look under the hood, kick the wheels, talk to some of these men and women who are building these things, and it might be a more efficient process than going through like 100 PowerPoints or PDFs every week.
Yeah, makes sense. David, stay with me. Got to take a quick break. Folks, you're listening to The Wall Builder Show. Have you noticed the vacuum of leadership in America? We're looking around for leaders of principle to step up, and too often, no one is there. God is raising up a generation of young leaders with a passion for impacting the world around them. They're crying out for the mentorship and leadership training they need. Patriot Academy was created to meet that need. Patriot Academy graduates now serve in state capitals around America, in the halls of Congress, in business, in the film industry, in the pulpit, in every area of the culture. They're leading effectively and impacting the world around them. Patriot Academy is now expanding across the nation, and now's your chance to experience this life-changing week that trains champions to change the world. Visit patriotacademy.com for dates and locations. Our core program is still for young leaders, 16 to 25 years old, but we also now have a citizen track for adults. So visit the website today to learn more. Help us fill the void of leadership in America. Join us in training champions to change the world at patriotacademy.com. Welcome back to Wallbuilders. David Ragsdale, our guest today. We're talking about the Replatform conference happening in just a few days. And beyond the conference, I mean, what's your take on how long it takes us to... Well, actually, let me change that question. What would you say is the most important area of the economy first that we really need to do better? Banking is often mentioned because that, you know, makes it very difficult to do anything if you can't access funds and exchange funds. Would that be what you'd say is number one, or is there another area you see just as important?
Well, I would say there are two probably co-equal. I would say that banking/payment systems, and then another one would obviously be like healthcare. I don't know what platforms the show may get to, so I want to be very careful what I say. But during the global medical emergency, I think people realize that they need to take a little more initiative in locating like a healthcare provider and whose values are aligned with theirs. And so that's also real important right now. And because of, you know, we need to create a whole ecosystem of companies that are supporting those doctors, nurses, practitioners who have gone independent essentially. So that's a huge growth phase. The two sectors that I think are actually doing pretty well that may not need quite the attention is obviously education. Like if you go to any homeschooling conference, you'll see that there are like 1,000 vendors and that they're producing great products. They have the investors and they're doing the deal and they're getting the customer. So education is not particularly a priority because that's pretty well established and that seems to be going from strength to strength. And then media also is another one. I think our media ecosystem is actually more sophisticated than we give ourselves credit for.
Mm, interesting. Very, very interesting. I couldn't agree more on the healthcare side of things. I mean, it was. I just remember so many people scrambling to find good advice outside the government narrative that you had to adhere to or you were canceled and finding doctors, finding, you know, people that weren't buying into that, and then being able to get a source on supplements or treatments or whatever it might be. That was very difficult for people. So I agree with you. That's huge. Do you think we've made some big strides there? And will there be some of that covered at the conference as well?
There will be. And I think we did because one of the things that the government's attempt to like ban certain things that had just years before won the Nobel Prize is it actually forced a lot of people to start looking for things. Whereas we have, like, generally as Americans, we fell into this like post-war stupor where we just passively consumed what either TV told us to or some institution mediated for us. But what happened during the pandemic is because the government came down so hard on so many obviously good products, people began to search themselves for them. And that's actually a spark. And that's real important, right? And people began to take control back of what was best for their healthcare. And that was like a necessary part of it.
Yeah, I thought it was, I still joke around about the fact that they actually chastised you if you did your own research. Like if you actually read, if you know how to read and you're willing to go and do your own research, you're the bad guy. Like, I'm going, wow. Well, talk about regression as a culture. It caused so many people to do their homework. You know, I mean, I've been fighting the medical industrial complex for 30 years. When I was a legislator, I worked hard to get parental choice in vaccines and just be able to pick and choose which ones based on your research made sense for your kids and your family. And that was just you were lambasted even back then for questioning the establishment. And honestly, it was a very, very minority position. And now, man, I mean, there are so many people that are saying, I'm not going to just take any treatment without doing my own homework and doing my research. That is healthy, man. That is really good for our culture. I that's one of the positives, I think, that has come out of this craziness. It seems like that would mean that there's a bigger market for alternative sources outside the system.
Yeah, so what we're seeing in the market now is that we have a really sizable number of health practitioners, so doctors, nurses, you know, people who have different specialties in healthcare who are providers or practitioners, from acupuncturists to MDs to respiratory therapists to the whole kit and caboodle of this army of medical practitioners who went independent during the medical emergency. And so actually what's needed now is like all these ancillary companies to start to spring up to help provide the services, right? To connect them properly to people, billing, because it's not like through like institutional models of financing. All these like healthcare service companies, and many are starting up, but we need many more to support this like independent medical practitioner industry.
All right, man. We got March 8th, 9th, and 10th in Las Vegas at the Horseshoe, and folks can sign up at replatformvegas.com. I guess that's the right place to send folks.
Yep, perfect. Replatformvegas.com.
All right, folks. Replatformvegas.com. Again, you could just be a curious citizen. You want to know where this is all going and how you can plug in and participate, or you may be a business that's looking for ways to get your platform out there, if you will, and maybe you just want to connect with other folks that you recognize are paying attention to what's going on in the culture and the economy and taking the steps necessary to be prepared for all of this. I really appreciate it, David. Thanks for coming on, man. Looking forward to a great conference.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back on The Wall Builder Show.
Hey guys, it's Tim Barton, and I want to tell you about our new book, The American Story, Building the Republic. We start with George Washington as president, and we've already become a nation, so really now it's how do we function as a nation? And if we look back in American history, the stability, the prosperity, success we enjoyed as Americans is because of the foundation that our early presidents laid, because of the examples they set. How do we live in America under the Constitution? What is the role of the federal government? And really, what part did each one of these early presidents play? We go through the first seven presidents, and a lot of people probably know the names Washington, Adams, Jefferson, and Madison. Very few people know about Monroe or John Quincy Adams or Andrew Jackson. Now, we might know some of their names. We really don't know their stories. We want you to relearn, rediscover American history, and see how it applies to today. Go to wallbuilders.com and get your copy of The American Story, Building the Republic.
Welcome back to the Wallbuilder Show. I'm Rick Green, America's Constitution Coach. Thanks for staying with me today. David and Tim out today, but thanks to David Ragsdale for joining me and for sharing about the Replatform Conference. Again, the website is replatformvegas.com, replatformvegas.com. And of course, you know, conference is just a couple of days away. It may be difficult for you to get there on short notice, but go to the website, learn about these things, get plugged in with these different organizations and companies that are building that line of defense, if you will, against this cancel culture and this attempt to remove people who still believe in the American dream and the American Constitution and the American values that made this nation the greatest in history. They're trying to remove us from polite society. They're trying to remove us from competition. They're trying to remove us from being able to engage in the marketplace and do business or have a job or just participate. And it's the Marxist way. I mean, this is not new. You know, Solomon said there's nothing new under the sun. So all the things that we're facing, all these challenges, it may feel like, wow, this has never happened before. But there's nothing new under the sun. The principles of liberty don't change. The laws of nature and nature's God don't change. And what we've got to recognize is that to fix this, you have to change the inputs. You have to get rid of the civic ignorance that has allowed this to happen. There are so many people that are asleep at the wheel right now. They're supposed to be in charge of their country because we've been given the ability to do that as we the people, and they're completely asleep at the wheel. They're not paying attention. They don't care. They don't quote unquote do politics. Well, folks, politics is nothing more than how you treat your neighbor, and you're going to be treated one way or the other by your neighbor, and so their philosophy should matter to you. And every one of us actually has a responsibility and a duty as Caesar, since in this nation we the people are Caesar. We have a responsibility and a duty to do Caesar well, to actually pay attention to what our culture looks like and be a positive influence as we the people. And I know you know that you wouldn't be listening to Wallbuilders if you weren't already, you know, part of that. And you're probably very engaged in your culture. But maybe what I'm trying to do today is say we got to do more. We're not doing enough. That civic ignorance that's allowed the nation to get to the point that it is has got to be resolved. We've got to cure that ignorance by getting as many people educated as possible, by teaching truth. And that requires you to risk being canceled and needing this replatform. Because when you stand up and speak truth, some people are going to try to cancel you. That's just part of it. But that's sort of the sacred honor piece of lives, fortunes, and sacred honor. You have to be willing to say, I'm going to give up my reputation if necessary to stand for truth. If we truly believe we hold these truths to be self-evident. If it's truth, then we should be willing to fight for it. If we truly want life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, then we have to do our part as consent of the governed to preserve life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And as the founders signed that document, they pledged their lives, fortunes, and sacred honor, and therefore our sacred honor, our reputation, is on the line. And that's okay. We're willing to do that. You've got to be willing to do that. Do not self-censor. Do not cower. I'm sorry to put it that way, but we have to be courageous. I think of Joshua 1:9, be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with you whithersoever thou goest. It wasn't a, hey, if you feel good, then be courageous. It wasn't a, you know, if everything's going perfectly, then be strong. No, it was be strong and courageous, even in the face of an overwhelming enemy. And we have to be strong and courageous, even in the face of a culture where we feel outnumbered. I would argue we actually aren't, but we feel outnumbered because of the way things are reported, because of just so much of the control of the leftists and all the major institutions in America. But we have to be strong and courageous regardless. Put our reputation on the line and say, I'm willing to be canceled if that's what happens. And so if you're courageous and you're standing for truth and you're doing all those things and you do get canceled, then you need to be plugged in with Replatform and these other groups out there that are doing everything they can to create alternatives. I just joined Oh Glory Bank. That's the one John Rich and Larry Elder and a bunch of these guys put together. And I think it's a fantastic idea. I think we need to do more and more of that. I think we need, not only in with banking, with realtors, with everything. We need people that we know share our values so that our money is going to people that share our values instead of people that are going to use that money to tear down our values. But also so that we have community, we have people that we know will continue to do business with us, even if our stance on biblical sexuality or whatever it might be is not popular in the culture at the time. And we all know that is very much the case right now. So anyway, I think this is really important for us to talk about this replatform thing and be prepared and definitely to be on offense. So once again, the website, replatformvegas.com, replatformvegas.com. And as I mentioned at the top of the program, go to patriotacademy.com today, get signed up as a Constitution coach, get people into your living room, into your church, and start hosting these biblical citizenship classes. I can promise you, after 7,000 classes and a million people going through them, I can promise you it will create hope, people will be encouraged, and they will take action to restore your community and to restore the biblical values and constitutional principles that made this nation great. God bless you and have a good one. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to The Wall Builder Show.